This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. It's time to go to the movies. Film critic Marshall Fine is here. He's the critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, and he's got a great summer cinema series to tell us about. Marshall, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm terrific, and it's so good to talk to you again. Let's talk about a couple of movies, because Inside Out is this Pixar Disney movie animated, and you say this is your favorite movie so far of the summer?
It is. It may be one of my favorite movies of the year. It's certainly going to make my top 10. This is an animated film that will make kids laugh and will absolutely appeal to adults and make adults not only laugh a lot, but probably bring a tear or two. I mean, basically, this is the story of an 11-year-old girl who's dealing with the fact that her family has moved from the city where she grew up to San Francisco, but it's told from the perspective of the emotions in her head, led by Joy, which is who's voiced by Amy Poehler. Some of the other voices in her head are Lewis Black and Bill Hader. It's the most imaginative film I've seen in a long time. It choked me up. It cracked me up. It's not just a great animated movie. It's a great movie. It's all about the writing and the performances and just the most imaginative animation that you've ever seen, I think.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. The same thing with Love and Mercy, the Brian Wilson movie. Someone called yesterday, one of our listeners, and said, you got to go see it. The same thing my brother told me on Facebook.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The Beach Boys are a major American rock group. They helped define the sound of the 60s. And all of that came from Brian Wilson, the genius who wrote virtually all the songs, did the producing and recording, but also dealt with all sorts of mental health issues, you know, partially brought on by drugs of the 60s, brought on by the abusive nature of his father. So this movie is fascinating because it looks at Brian Wilson in the mid-1960s as he's recording his masterpiece, Pet Sounds, but also Brian Wilson in the early 1990s after he's just come out of, you know, sort of this haze of drugs and obesity and meets a woman who will eventually become his wife, played by Elizabeth Banks. Brian Wilson is played by two different actors in the two different time periods. Paul Dano plays him in the 60s. John Cusack plays him in the 90s. It's a fascinating device. They both give great performances. This is really one of the better movies of the year. Really strong performances. And, of course, some of the best music you ever want to hear.
Now, if both of them get nominated for an Oscar somehow, would that be a first, playing the same character?
I don't know if that would be a first or not. It would probably hurt both their chances, but certainly they both deserve it because they both give really strong performances. And it's interesting to see these two actors playing the same character at different ages and see the similarities and the differences. They're both really good performances.
All right, so while everybody else is seeing Terminator starting today, maybe go see Inside Out, bring the whole family, and then go see Love and Mercy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then they should head out, they should start thinking about my summer series at the Picture House in Pelham. We're calling it Secret Summer Cinema. It starts at July 12th.
And the thing about this is that you're not going to tell them what the movies are going to be. They're just going on blind faith, but with someone like yourself who's got quite a pedigree of picking movies.
Well, I'll put it this way. I've been a critic for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've seen a lot of movies that I thought were really great that just never really kind of found an audience with the public. And so I'm picking four of these from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And we're going to have a Sunday afternoon. It'll be Sundays at 5, four Sundays in a row starting July 12th. And we're going to be screening these films and just having a good time. I think that people will be surprised, will come and see movies and come away going, how come I've never heard of this movie? How come everybody hasn't heard of this movie?
You have that much confidence in your taste.
Well, either that or that much ego. One of the two. I did this. Actually, I've been doing my film club that I do where we show new films is operated on the same way in that we don't announce the titles until people get there that night. There's so much media out there. I want people to come in with a blank slate to see something that they've never seen before and hopefully just respond to it on its own terms as opposed to having seen the trailers or having read reviews and built up expectations about what it might or might not be. To me, that's the freshest way, the best way to see a movie.
All right, Marshall Fine, you can find out more at thepicturehouse.org in Pelham, thepicturehouse.org. Sign up for Marshall Fine's Secret Summer Cinema Series. Sounds like fun, Marshall.
I think it will be. I think if you come out, you will see some movies you've never seen, and you'll walk away, I think, pleasantly surprised. So,
thanks, Marshall Fine. We appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Marshall Fine, the film critic and the resident critic at the Picture House in Pelham. Again, go to thepicturehouse.org for more details on his summer Secret Summer Cinema Series. With film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. While your coworkers can get on your nerves from time to time, you may be surprised to learn they're the key to productivity.
Results from a study conducted by social psychologist Floyd Allport found a group of people working individually at the same table performed better on tasks even though they weren't working together.
It's the social facilitation effect, which means the energy of other people can act as a substitute team even if you're working solo.
Additional studies have shown that virtual teams can experience the same effect as long as each member contributes fully.
So the next time a coworker irritates you, take comfort knowing their presence is helping you get more done. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast and a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Headed to Sturgis this August.
Got people that come every year, stay at my place.
ABM can cut your hotel expenses by half. Half off your Black Hills pad?
Helps to know somebody.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Your 6-second TV review starts now.
Basically Entourage with better acting and characters. If you like what The Rock is cooking, you'll be down with Ballers. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The smart biker looks to shave cost wherever possible. Do you need a roof? Are you part of a large riding group? Say up to a dozen bikers instead of a 4-to-a-room hotel.
Got people that come every year, stay at my place.
With a kitchen, you'll make burgers for $1, not 10. And if it rains or hails, and it will, put the bikes in the garage. Work with a real estate agent first time around. Otherwise, you may wind up with a dirt floor joint inhabited by a hobbit.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road, not too